The neighborhood now consists of several public housing complexes, older homes, and is situated along the Hillsborough River. Many of the residents are low-income African-American. The president of Urban Strategies, Sandra Moore, is a consultant on how to best transform the community.
Residents will be at the forefront of the decision-making process. For a community, a development community, a housing authority, and a city to commit to that is a big deal.
The lead urban planner on the project is called AECOM. Peter Seckler is a designer and planner for the company. He says his goal is to unify downtown and the neighborhood across the river.
So this is really about developing a neighborhood that is physically connected and physically stitched into its surroundings so that there's a mutual benefit between the investment here and investment that's happening around us in the form of people reinvesting in their homes, reinvesting in their businesses.
The Tampa Housing Authority owns housing projects in the area, and its president and CEO, Jerome Ryans, says that with funding from Congress, the community could be improved.
I think it's also important, too, to realize that relocation is not going to happen overnight. It's not imminent. We don't have any money at this time to do that. But I think you got to have a plan. You got to have a starting point. And the mayor's absolutely right. But we've been partners for a while here now, and we believe that we will make it happen. We will get it done.
Sandra Moore, the consultant, says that transparency and partnering with residents is a core principle of the redevelopment. She calls this a human capital plan.
That we have got to get parents and caregivers working in this community. We can tear down the buildings, we can rebuild it, but if we bring back all of the families who are living with subsidy without them having transitioned to a working position, part-time, full-time, within the scope and range of their abilities, this will not work.
She also says it's important to keep the community, including children, families, and seniors, involved.
Seniors aging in place. You've got a senior building there. You cannot tear it down and not have a really logical and implementable plan for what's going to happen for those seniors. Community policing, hot spotting, resident engagement communities around safety, youth interventions, all of those things, but it is from inside of the community out.
Envision Tampa, the Tampa Housing Authority, and urban developers will share their master plan and accept feedback from the community at an open house this evening at 6 p.m. at Blake High School. For WMNF News, I'm Ashley Whitney in West Tampa.